to reject a separate ceasefire proposal. A New York judge has slapped a gag order on former President Trump in the so-called hush money criminal trial. An impressive NASDAQ debut for Mr. Trump's Trump Media and Technology Group. Shares jumped 16% on the first day of trading under the ticker symbol DJT. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 232 points. More details, srnnews.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-583-0141. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams, your Alabama personal injury attorney with the Johnny Adams Law Firm. Stay weather alert all day long with the Rich Thomas Weather Network.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The weather news is getting better and better over the next several days, especially as we approach the Easter weekend. Lots of sunshine today. I've got us around 74 for the high temperature. Partly cloudy, cooler tonight. Overnight low 48. Tomorrow's high up to about 69. Lots of sun. And then for Easter weekend, Good Friday, high in the lower 70s. I think we'll be in the upper 70s Saturday, near or above 80 on Easter Sunday, and sunshine for several days in a row. A great forecast. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. The Z700 series is the star of Kubota's line of zero-turn mowers, and our special spring pricing makes it easier than ever to take one home today. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
1819 News.
The Alabama Secretary of State, Wes Allen, has released a warning about mailers that are going out to Alabamians. Allen says a misleading, unsolicited mass mailing will include pre-filled voter registration forms in them. Allen says that the mailers are coming from two out-of-state groups, Voter Participation Center and the Center for Voter Information. Allen says this effort is only going to cause confusion in the state and is a targeted partisan interference within the state elections. The two groups claim that they're only seeking to bring democracy to underrepresented populations like people of color, youth, and unmarried women. Allen said that Alabamians should be assured that his office is capable of handling an influx of voter registrations that may result from these mailers. And he does admit that a pre-filled form is not currently illegal. However, he says that often they're pre-filled with inaccurate or outdated data regarding the voter. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A Chinese woman who was arrested in 2021 for setting fire to a Montgomery church is now sentenced for arson. Jiaquan Yan is an illegal alien from China who will now spend 8.5 months in prison for the fires that she set at First Baptist Church in Montgomery. Prosecutors say that Yan had multiple encounters with church staff before the start of that fire in October. Yan was also charged with possession of an illegal firearm. 33-year-old Justin Hammer of Northport was named the 2024 champion of the Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Classic. Hammer reeled in 58 pounds and 3 ounces of fish over a 3-day tournament that was on Grand Lake in Oklahoma and takes home a grand prize of $300,000. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branco with Chappie's Deli. Mike, let's talk soup. Our homemade chicken and rice soup.
Miss Dolly's recipe, it's so good. But especially when the weather changes, come to any Chappie's Deli location and get Miss Dolly's homemade chicken and rice soup.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. What, Scott?
What's so funny?
We're having a good time. It was just other words that popped into my head when I was describing the Wickard v. Filburn case.
It's a lot of material.
It was very exciting.
Filbert,
and
huh?
then Allison was like, "I'm glad you didn't use that word."
Yeah, it's
an appropriate word.
We need Amy Beth back. She is our maturity.
She can say those big words and not start laughing about it.
Yes, duty.
So here was the thing: we were talking with Stan about that constitutionally, the United States, the federal government, is in charge of interstate commerce. And the original meaning of that being, hey, look, you know, we've got to have a way that this different states can trade with each other, and we'll manage that, we'll keep it equitable. You know, that was the understanding. That was the original intent. Virginia's trying to sell to Maryland, and so we'll manage the interstate commerce,
okay,
how to make it happen.
Was it initially managed based on, like, taxes and fees, or was it managed, were they trying to manage quantities?
I think it was taxes and fees.
Okay, so it wasn't a quantity thing.
Right.
Because
that's just the market.
That's just the market. Okay,
correct.
I just wanted to clarify that.
And then you fast forward and you try to start figuring out, how in the world did they take the interstate commerce clause and just start making it apply to all kinds of things? That makes no sense. Any normal person who reads the U.S. Constitution wouldn't come up with this never-ending power of the federal government. And it goes back to this Wickard v. Filburn case.
What year did this happen?
I think 1942.
Okay.
So it's right at the end of the Great Depression. The World War is going on. And it's all part of the New Deal. And it was a story about a guy who was growing his own wheat on his own farm. Not to sell it. Not that he's going to sell it over state lines. He's not going to sell it to his neighbor. He's using it for his own livestock.
So, Scott, you're growing wheat in Gardendale to feed your animals.
Mm-hmm. I'm not selling it to you down on the south side of town.
Okay.
Not doing that. I'm just feeding it to my cows.
Okay. And you own the land.
And I own the land. I'm not growing hay. I'm growing wheat. I'm going to feed it to my cows.
Okay.
And the federal government rolls in, some little bureaucratic clerk fines him. Here's your fine. You're growing more wheat than we say you can grow. We'll let you grow some wheat, but we won't let you grow much wheat. So here is the very exciting explanation from the American Bar Association.
I thought it was actually, I learned a lot. I think it's exciting. This is your lesson for the day because I didn't pay attention to this class.
You didn't hear it at all? Any other things
I didn't even know this was a thing.
Explain before we get started, something you want people to catch?
I just think, I said the quantity part, the free market part, because that's where this ends up.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Let's see if we can.
Where the government is trying to control free market capitalism.
What's the chances of me actually finding the right button here? Slam to none?
No.
In 1942, the United States Supreme Court in Wickard versus Filburn told a farmer that he couldn't have his wheat and eat it too. In an attempt to improve the weak economic climate in the wake of the Great Depression, Congress enacted the New Deal. One piece of legislation, the Agricultural Adjustment Act of 1938, imposed a maximum quota on the amount of wheat that farmers could produce. Congress passed the act in response to a nationwide wheat surplus relative to demand. Farmer Filburn.
All right, so let's stop there just a second. So Congress passes a law in 1938 because people had grown too much wheat.
And there was a surplus.
We've just got too much wheat. I don't know what we're going to do with it, so we're going to pass a law. I mean, think about that to start with.
Congress set a maximum quota of wheat production.
Right.
They are controlling the quantity.
And you fast forward to today when you find out, hey, really, is your neighbor really being paid not to grow cotton? Not to grow a certain commodity? And you're like, how is that even possible? Oh, it's possible. Because of this kind of thinking back in the old days.
Control the means
who operated
of production.
Yes.
Where have I heard that before? Oh, let's see.
You never have. It's a new idea.
No.
It's a new thing, America.
Oh, Karl Marx. That's
oh,
the guy.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I thought it had to be new. It couldn't be Karl Marx.
Karl Marx was the least funny of all the Marx brothers, you know?
He was. It was awful.
I don't get any of this material.
Dairy farm in Ohio grew wheat primarily for home consumption and to feed his livestock. Filburn received a fine after growing more wheat than his allotted quota. He filed a lawsuit against Wickard, the Secretary of Agriculture, seeking to enjoin enforcement of the act. Because Filburn wasn't placing his wheat into the stream of interstate commerce, he argued that his wheat production couldn't be controlled by Congress under its Commerce Clause authority. Filburn argued that his activity couldn't be regulated under Congress's commerce power because he wasn't going to sell his wheat, and his wheat wasn't crossing state lines. The district court agreed with Filburn and found the act, as applied to him, unconstitutional.
All right, so catch that. I'm not selling my wheat. I'm not selling it out of state. I'm not breaking the Constitution. And the court agreed.
And there's no state law regarding this.
Right. So the court agreed. So the federal government appeals this decision further up.
On direct appeal, the issue before the United States Supreme Court was whether Congress's Commerce Clause authority allows it to regulate purely in-state activities, such as the private cultivation of wheat. The court held that Congress may regulate in-state activities if they have a substantial effect on interstate commerce.
All right, stop there just a second. If it has a substantial effect on interstate commerce. So your for normal person would say, okay, Joe's growing wheat. That doesn't affect interstate commerce. It's just Joe growing his own wheat to feed to his own cows. So what do the judges do? The Supreme Court justices, who I like to say are politically connected lawyers. That's what they are. That's how you get to be a judge.
Justice Jackson, writing for the unanimous court, reasoned that wheat grown for home consumption can substantially affect interstate commerce. To reach this conclusion, the court applied what's now known as the aggregation doctrine.
All right, another lesson for listeners, the aggregation doctrine. The Supreme Court develops doctrines, tests, and they say, okay, well, all right, I'm going to give you the layman's terms. We know this is not constitutional, but if frogs had wings, they wouldn't bump their butts when they jumped.
I'm not connecting the dots there, but keep going. But
so there's an if thing. Okay, look, but if this and this and this and this and this happened, well, then it could be a problem. So the aggregation doctrine, listen to this. You're going to love this.
They're just making stuff up.
Right. Listen.
Okay.
The doctrine hypothetically combines all instances of a given activity and then asks whether that activity, considered in the aggregate, would impose a substantial effect on interstate commerce. Here, the court looked not just at Filburn's own wheat production, but the effect on interstate commerce of all wheat grown for home consumption across the nation. The court reasoned that if Congress couldn't regulate small amounts of wheat, then large aggregate amounts of wheat would escape congressional regulation too. The court found that Filburn's activities substantially affected interstate commerce.
All right, so they said, wait a minute now, here's the problem. Filburn's growing his own wheat. And yeah, all you normal people out there without a law degree would think that does not matter. But if every little Filburn in every little state was growing his own wheat, then that would be a lot of wheat. And then with a lot of wheat, that would definitely affect interstate commerce. And you're like, wait a minute, how does it affect interstate commerce? None of them in your little aggregate thing are selling to anyone else. But they've got an answer.
Because if Filburn wasn't growing wheat himself, he would be buying wheat on the open national market. By imposing a quota on private wheat
So, if all the little peon people are growing their own wheat, they won't have to buy wheat. And buying wheat from the open market is definitely interstate commerce, and since they don't have to buy it, it's affecting the interstate commerce. What a bunch of criminals.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the sneaky part of it. It was a unanimous decision, Sky.
Yeah, that's a rigged game right there.
Here's the rest.
The act effectively forced Filburn to purchase his wheat rather than to grow it himself. Forcing Filburn and others to purchase wheat increased the demand for wheat on the open market, which was the purpose of the statute.
Did you get that? The statute was passed. The law was passed to increase demand for wheat on the open market. Because some people had extra wheat. Poor little big boy wheat farmer had too much wheat, so all the little guy wheat farmers and cattle farmers don't need to be able to grow their own wheat. They need to be forced to buy. And this was part of Roosevelt's New Deal to help who? The poor. Remember? The wonderful New Deal to help the poor forced you to not grow your own wheat that you were going to eat and your cattle were going to eat. You had to buy it from someone else. So somebody tell me how the New Deal was about helping the poor.
You bought that?
I didn't buy it, but the country bought it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The legend
saved the country.
Bought it.
That's right.
It's just, it's fascinating how they get to these things.
How they twisted logic in that. Man can't grow his own wheat to feed his
cows. The in-state cultivation of wheat, considered in the aggregate, substantially affected interstate commerce, the Supreme Court reversed the district court and held that the act was constitutional as applied to Filburn. Wickard versus Filburn was a landmark decision that interpreted Congress's Commerce Clause authority to reach purely in-state activities using the aggregation doctrine. Although the decision has been criticized for its broad interpretation of the Commerce Clause, the Supreme Court continues to apply Wickard in its modern jurisprudence.
So back to Stan's point, which I totally agree with, we should be able in the state of Alabama to use our natural resources for our own good to make sure that we are stable in case something happens on a global scale. Or even nationally, if it all hits the fan. But the federal courts will use Wickard v. Filburn to say, you can't do that.
This is communist China stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I had no idea.
Y'all should have seen Allison's face when we played the video, what we just played for y'all. Because people don't know.
People don't
realize it. And then when they hear me on the radio or others talking about precedent and how the court uses precedent, mm-hmm. well, this aggregate doctrine is one of their precedents. and they reach back to that instead of going all the way back to the real Constitution and the original intent of the Constitution and the original meaning. Imagine a bureaucrat in 1785 rolling up, what's my horse? Mr. Washington, I know you used to be president, but you're growing too much wheat.
You're going to have to stop.
And here's a fine for you.
Washington have said, Sky?
Washington might have.
I don't believe FCC regulations.
He would have said, well, it wouldn't have been F you. It would have been F thou. Oh, my goodness
gracious.
Thou
horse thou rode in on.
Rode his den on.
Clippity clop.
When you tell the story, mm-hmm. when I listen to that, all I see is Supreme Court justices have to protect the rich people and wheat growers that support them and give to their campaigns. That's mm-hmm. all that was. And we're going to throw
the centralization of power.
Yeah, the hardworking Americans under the bus forever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly.
And once it was okay,
live with
then it.
It
never stopped.
Yep.
Remember, FDR was going to pack the courts
and
if he didn't get his way.
Decision.
Yeah. Yep. We'll be back.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we have some exciting news to share with you. We've been serving the state of Alabama for many, many years, and now we are able and ready to offer the same great mortgage financing in Georgia and Florida as well.
Our company may be Alabama Home Mortgage, but now we can finance your Georgia home mortgage and your Florida home mortgage too. We couldn't be more excited to extend our customer base to our neighboring states. For years, we have had customers call us in hopes we could assist them with purchasing their vacation cabin in North Georgia or their dream home in Florida. And now we can. For those of you who have family and friends that live in Florida and Georgia, be sure to tell them the good news.
Whether you are looking to purchase or refinance a home located in Alabama, Georgia, or Florida, you owe it to yourself to give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time.
It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Erdit.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
The baby liked it.
Healthwise Foods and Irwin Naturals has a huge comprehensive line of men's health products. Trouble with low T, low libido, or prostate support? Check out Irwin Natural products like Testosterone Up, Prosta Strong, Horny Goat Weed, and more. Healthwise Foods and Irwin Naturals have healthy alternatives to help with these vital issues. Find Irwin Naturals at Healthwise Foods. Family owned for over 36 years. Healthwise Foods, 5147 Atlanta Highway, open 7 days a week. Call 277-9925 or visit them on Facebook.
Don't trust your home's electrical safety to just anyone. Trustworthy Electric is celebrating 30 years as your trusted choice to handle every electrical problem safely, affordably, and quickly. Trustworthy Electric, 30 years of service that's lightning fast, lightning good.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. Check out 1819news.com. You will be glad you did so. While you're over there, consider supporting the work that they do. They are citizen-supported, and they need your help to continue the very good work that they are doing. Let's go out to your phone calls. Very exciting. I mean, look, sometimes we have to learn things, as much as I hate it. But yes, you are a little nerdy.
I think I am. But I really enjoyed that. Because it explains a lot, honestly. It explains a lot.
It gives a little insight into how the court works and why normal people like us read the Constitution and are like, how do they get all these powers? They made them up.
They're not there. But why there's this hesitancy to go all the way back to the Constitution, I don't know.
No U-turns on this.
Because the Constitution shackles the federal government. Yeah. It doesn't centralize power, doesn't allow them to... help support crony capitalism, mercantilism. How do we use the government to make certain people wealthy and certain people powerful? The Constitution limits that, so they have to figure out ways to dream up new things. Let's go out to Red Top. Red Top wants to weigh in on the issue. Welcome to the program, Red Top. I hope you're well.
I'm doing well. What a beautiful day down here. This is so amusing. You know, I whistle all the time.
You whistle while you work, right?
You damn right, and I'm always working because my name is Johnson. I ain't met a lazy Johnson in my life. And by the way, I can hear myself whistle while I'm on hold.
Good. Allison is cracking up about Johnson's.
No.
Yeah. What's the matter with Johnson, baby?
He can hear himself whistle while he's on hold. Can you not hear yourself whistle when you're not on hold?
I ain't even
going to
answer a dumbass question like that.
All right.
Yes, what do you got, Red Top?
Moving on. Yes.
Okay, we are going to the subject. Okay. This is why my grandfather, Micaiah Johnson, great Scottish name, wouldn't you say, got out of the dairy business, the New Deal. He had a dairy farm down Woodley Road south of Montgomery. And he had about 400 head of cattle that he would process and sell milk. And when this came along, this law, for obvious reasons, mean he had to buy his own milk or sell it, or could not keep it himself without purchasing it. So he goes, you know, it don't take a rocket scientist to see how screwed up this is going to be. And the New Deal was only for big... This is when all the big corporations and corporate farming and all started. He sold his cattle and bought some land on the corner of Mountain Eggs Road and Panama Street, which became the Atlanta Highway intersection where all that comes together in Montgomery, and opened Johnson's Supermarket, which Sky and Tommy Shaw and every damn body else in my neighborhood went to their whole life.
Yeah.
And that's how the grocery store started, as a result of government policy putting a farmer out of business. He forever paid a Democrat after that.
I wonder why.
Wow.
Because he put millions of farmers out of business And just like during the pandemic, deja vu, all the small businessmen went out of business.
Yeah. So they were treating milk the same way they were treating wheat and other things? I guess they were.
In general.
Wow.
This brings me to another reflection, something I wanted to say yesterday. Since when has the government gotten in the damn library business? How would George Washington feel about that?
The government got in the library business when the government started opening libraries.
I can see the Library of Congress, but on this local level now, we have all these problems. The government's just involved in every damn business. Get the hell out.
So you're saying we shouldn't be in the... Because, I can see the argument.
I don't have
a hard time saying that, we don't have to pay for libraries. But then again, we do also blur the lines of the proper role of the federal government and the proper role of local government. I personally believe the local government can do things that the federal government shouldn't do. I'm not saying it's good policy, but if a town or whatever wants to use their tax dollars for a library, I'm fine with that. I don't even see it as wrong, but I do believe the federal government should not be involved in such things. They are very limited. The states can go out and make dumb decisions so that one state can do it, one state doesn't do it, and then other states can look at it and go, hey, you know, that probably wasn't smart. We won't do it.
Well, sound, and I'm not saying this to be anything but just factual, you're an Alabama Republican, which is an Alabama Democrat. As George Wallace said,
tell me how, Red Top.
Just your last statement. They ain't got no damn business being in the library business.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying that there is a different view of what the limitations on the federal government than on the state government. Now, I'm a smaller government guy. I'd be fine without doing it, but it doesn't necessarily make it wrong.
Sorry.
You're a smaller government guy, but you want libraries for it.
there was a time when you might have actually needed a library. There's 200 people in a community, and there's only 8 books. And they said, hey, let's keep them all at Red Top's house, we'll call it the library. And every year we'll buy one more book.
Let me tell you one thing. They'd be better off ignorant than reading books about sexual perversion.
I agree with you. So now you agree with me. You're for burning books.
He's speechless.
I think he left. When he's roll tides goes Trump,
I think he called in first because he thought we were talking about the government. He thought I said weed growers, not wheat growers.
I was wondering when you were going to get to the comedy.
He never gave me the option. He just, it didn't get there.
Well, he said dairy cows so quickly.
Yeah.
And we just,
I thought
he
was going with wheat.
Yeah, well, it would explain why the cops have been after him all these years and his family.
It's a family tradition.
Yeah. I just, Red Top. But I think the idea of private libraries is something.
You know why we don't have private libraries?
Because nobody cares?
Because they wouldn't work.
Why wouldn't they work?
It would have to be, it would be totally charity. I mean, it's not like you can make money with a library.
Right, but if it's a passion, it's something, you'd have to, isn't that the free market? I mean, I think especially with the internet.
Well, I also think the idea is, say you have a town and everybody votes. Now, I'm sure some people would not want to do it. I get it. And I think they ought to have the argument of whether we should pay for that. It's kind of like the Shelby County Library.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that that was a mandatory tax on everybody.
You know what? I just got my library dues statement.
Mm-hmm.
I'm late. I didn't pay it last year.
Uh-oh.
They're going to put a lien on your house.
I didn't mean not to, but I mean, now I'm like, maybe I take a stand. You put porn in front of my kids, I'm not paying.
I'm not paying you.
You're going to have to bail me out.
Eric the Duck, Randall. We'll be to y'all next, Alabama Unfiltered Radio.
Singing songs about the Southland. I miss Alabama once again, and I think it's the same. Yeah.
Luxury.
car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed. With approved credit, ends 4/1/24.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
How are you going to use your tax refund? New flooring? New countertops? Carroll's Carpet Flooring America is locally owned and operated by local experts, so you can achieve the most beautiful and updated looks while supporting your community. You'll enjoy personalized service that you'll not find anywhere else. They can make your dreams come true with top-of-the-line hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, and luxury vinyl. They have everything you need in flooring. Go to carrollscarpetmontgomery.com or visit their showroom on the Northeastern Boulevard.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Bond Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The weather news is getting better and better over the next several days, especially as we approach the Easter weekend. Lots of sunshine today. I've got us around 74 for the high temperature. Partly cloudy, cooler tonight, overnight low 48. Tomorrow's high up to about 69, lots of sun. And then for Easter weekend, Good Friday, high in the lower 70s. I think we'll be in the upper 70s Saturday, near or above 80 on Easter Sunday, and sunshine for several days in a row. A great forecast. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. Allison Sinclair is with me. Amy Beth Shaver will be back.
I think tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Today? What day? Today's Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday.
Yeah, so maybe she'll be back tomorrow. We will check. Lots of stuff to do. This is a
kind of come up with a
kind of a highbrow Wednesday. Nah.
It's got to start with a W.
It does, because of Wednesday. Yeah. But hump day is highbrow hump day.
No, that sounds like an oxymoron.
Well, who are you calling a moron?
Sky.
What? He's always on your side.
I just wanted to make sure you were paying attention.
Let's go out to Debbie. Debbie, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hi. I hope you're doing good.
We're doing well, Debbie. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. There was 2 points I wanted to bring up. One of them's real fast. You don't have to talk about it. Is okay. When I was a young person, there was always the buy, sell, and trade bookstores that you could have considered a library. And that made a lot of sense. People would be able to go and, yes. Mm-hmm. And that's actually a business that, you know, makes money. And it's obsolete now because of all the electronics. But, you know, back in those days, it was awesome. The one thing I wanted to really talk about, I've got a lot of family in Florida that have been in the farm business since the 1800s. They came over on the boat, and that's what they were, and that's what they still are.
Okay.
They had to, in the 70s, in order to survive and compete, co-op. Now, my great-great-uncle, actually.
So, Debbie, what does co-op actually mean? Like you said, they had to co-op.
They had to meet as a business, as one huge canopy business.
Okay, they had to. They all had to come together and kind of pretend, hey, we're all one giant farm.
Yes, because they shared the equipment. They shared the equipment. The combines were very expensive, you know. So this was the only way they could actually make it. And one of the things that they had problems with, my great-great-uncle was explaining that in order to survive, they had to go from what they could survive on, the 600, 800 acre farms, to 12 to 1,500 acre farms. And that's the only way you can even remotely survive in the business now. And
you just have to have tremendous amounts of land. Well, this is what gets me, and I could be wrong about this, Debbie, but what the actual farmer gets for his produce or whatever he raises or grows seems cheap as dirt compared to what you and I pay for it at the grocery store.
It is. And what's sad is my great uncle was explaining to me, even in today's world with all that land and everything, that they actually only exist. They never get rich. That's a way of life. It's something that's in the blood, you might say. That's the only reason why they stay. And a lot of them leave because it is unpredictable. You have a bad crop, you are really messed up.
Right.
And so, yeah. And so if the meat prices go down and you can't sell your herd for prices that you were hoping for, you're in trouble. Well, the big corporate farmers, they can take that blow.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a problem with it. But the small-time farmers do. So anything like changing what type of fertilizer they can use, you ban the old fertilizer, they can't use it anymore. Well, the new fertilizer is always going to be twice to three times as much.
Oh, of course it is. Yes.
You've heard them. And so, you know, this isn't an easy business at all.
And the more small people go out of business, the more the big, giant corporate farms, the more money they can make. And the more power they have.
Power. That's what I was going to say. Yes. Because you got a person or a group that can literally starve a country. They could go
absolutely.
In and decide, well, we can sell over in Europe for twice the amount. Screw America. We're making our money. Where a small-time farmer, they're not going to be bothering to ship their stuff overseas.
Right.
They want to keep it close to home. So, suggestion, everybody go to your farmer's market, buy local if you can. And you get more variety.
And we need the farmer's markets to, how do I say this? I'll just do it the way I always do it, make somebody mad. they need to up their game a little bit. It needs to be more of a have a little bit more of a retail feel. I guess you're familiar with, what's it called, Sweet Creek?
I was
Sweet
just
Creek.
Looking that up, Sweet Creek. I would be curious to see how they do it.
Just a little more of that kind of feel where you're really going to the grocery store, quote-unquote grocery store, the produce stand, and where people know they can go and find it. Ma'am?
You haven't been to the one on Coliseum Boulevard either then.
Is it good?
There is a Curb Market. Oh, there's several in Montgomery. The Curb Market is on Madison, and that's only like 3 days a week. It's very good for the local. Of course, it's not year-round because it is local. And then you have the Curb Market that is off of Coliseum Boulevard. You have Sweet Creek, of course, off of Troy Highway. And then you have Ingram that's over there in Millbrook. There's several. I hunt them all. So.
Absolutely.
They are out there. It's just that they are seasonal. And so, you know, most of them are. So you'll have to consider that it is local. You are supporting local farmers. Of course, it will be seasonal unless they have greenhouses, and most of them do not.
Mm-hmm.
But it's well worth the trip. I love going myself. I go every year, and I even can. So for me, fresh vegetables are the thing. Because when you get them at a store, they're picked green. They have to be picked green, or they'll be rotten before they get to market.
That's
right. It
takes
sometimes 2 weeks to get them to market. Mm-hmm. And so when they're picked green, they only have about 20% of the vitamins and minerals that they should have because they weren't allowed to ripen on the vine. So you're getting substandard crops. You know, you're not getting your nutrition out of them.
Well, we'll make up the nutrition
right
with what we spray on them to make them turn the right color by the time they get to the store.
That's gassing. They put them in big, huge... they do. They gas them to ripeness. They were showing on TV on one of those shows of how they make things.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, Sunkist, for instance. They pick the lemons green as a lime. They put them in a big, huge vat. They gas them to ripeness. And when they come out 24 or 48 hours later, they're beautiful yellow, just like the supermarket. When you cut them, they taste like a sour green lemon. But yet, if you let them ripen off the vine and you pull them off and you cut them open, you can eat them like an orange. They're not sour.
Hmm. Oh, wow. Hey, how about the strawberries? Do you get the strawberries? You know, my wife likes strawberries. And there'll be a little basket of these little plastic box, really, of just the most beautiful big red strawberries. And you cut those jokers open and they are glue white.
Nasty.
Inside.
Yeah. Yep, they're having to pick them, like I said, green. That's the only way they can get them to market. So locally, hopefully, you'll find somebody that's picking them a little riper, and you actually get something with the vitamin and the minerals in it and have more flavor. Oh, a cantaloupe from Clay County?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you cut that sucker open, and it's just oozing juice. You have to
hold
it.
Yeah, we
got
to figure out how to start going straight from farm to the consumer. And we also need more people to start investing in greenhouses and working with the folks a little bit further south from us. And we could be self-sufficient, and small farmers could do well, and we would be healthier. They would do better.
Oh,
we could probably buy them a little cheaper. It'd be a win-win-win if we would just do it. Debbie, I appreciate you so much. And Randall will be up next. He's going to tell us about the bridge collapse. And where was that? Was it Baltimore?
Baltimore.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to have a tough time driving up there for a while. We'll be back.
Suffering so much for what he did. They gave this ball boy his fortune and fame. Since that...
This April, spring into mountains of fun during our Winning Rovers giveaway at Wind Creek Wetumpka. You have two chances to win big, so come play throughout March and April to earn entries. The excitement begins at 5 p.m. on Saturday, April 13th, and again on Saturday, April 27th, when you can win cash, free play, or drive off in a 2024 Land Rover Defender. Exclusively at Wind Creek Wetumpka. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate. 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Got a hungry family? Sam Marcos in Millbrook has what you've been craving. You'll find all the traditional Mexican favorites, but Sam Marcos in Millbrook has more true Mexican food items that you can't find in other restaurants. Street tacos, huaraches, tostada de tinga, elote, and more. Sam Marcos is a real deal for Mexican food. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. For authentic Mexican food, great and friendly service, visit Sam Marcos. Located in the Food Outlet Shopping Center off Highway 14 in Millbrook. Also available on DoorDash. There's nothing like the Sam Marcos experience in the River Region.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn. They're not just a pawn shop, it's an everything and anything shop. They're located in Prattville. You're going to find firearms, brand new ones, used ones, military firearms, collectibles of all kinds. 15 years and still going strong, folks. First responders and military, you get a 10% discount. When you need a loan, it's time to pawn. High Caliber on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. You better go see them today for the best selection.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Want cameras during the break.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely.
Y'all, I promise we're professionals. So professional.
Oh. Well, okay. All right. I promised Randall.
I wonder if your mom's listening.
I hope not.
She's like, you're so silly. Is.
Let's go to, let's see, Charles I will come up after the break. Randall wants to talk about the bridge collapse. And Randall, welcome into the program. I'm looking at a story by Patty McMurray.
I didn't call in. I called in the day ago, connected to what he was talking about, Alabama stuff being stopped up. That was hours ago. But anyway, okay. So, no, I mean, if you want to talk about the bridge collapse, we can, but that ain't what I was connecting it to him, but that ain't going to make no sense. So,
all right, well, just go with whatever you got, Randall. Go with what you got.
To tell her, the last caller, the farmer, she's talking about they must not ain't got no good sense because these people up here with small farms lease land, get paid by the government not to plant. plant an acre or two of, and get insurance, and they predict what's going to happen a year from now, get insurance now for next year. Once the, if it gets a drought or whatever, bam, the first frost is what you usually get insurance on. You get paid for that little acre. You pay not to plant. He just got a three-wheel high sprayer for pretty much free, and don't even have nothing to plant because the government paid him for that, gave him the tractor, and paid him not to plant. So somebody is lying to the farmers in Florida. And then on the other thing is, on your fruit, you got to look at it. If it's got AP or APEEL, it's been sprayed with this stuff on it, and they are going to start, that's how they're going to start getting us our vaccines to do this. But it sprays on that, makes the stuff last 2 weeks longer. So try to stay away from that. But everything just about got APEEL on it now, even organic stuff. So it's not.
Now, what was the number? Isn't there a number on the barcode that says something about whether it's been sprayed?
If it says APEEL, it's been
sprayed.
It's
a little sticker.
With the 2 weeks thing, period, and so. And then on the Constitution stuff, if you don't remember, what's the one thing that came out of there, the last day to sign the Constitution? It's the Republic, if you can keep it. They knew you couldn't keep it. And guess who said that? Y'all know who said it?
Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah, Benjamin Franklin, and the girl who asked it was Elizabeth Willing, which also owned all these French saloons where they done all the meats and had all the back dooring going on. That's where all the stuff was done, was inside her saloon. She was the baddest woman on earth back in them days. And on the canal, they are about to shut down. The tractors, that's where everything that comes to the Midwest, all the big tractors, the big trucks, all bulldozers, that's where they come into. They're saying this investigation is going to last 2 years. They're not even talking about rebuilding it right now. And you imagine what's about to happen. And then what's happening at us going around the Horn of Africa now, at the Red Sea, and you couple with this and what's going on in Alabama, I'm telling y'all, I mean, it's good. And look, and y'all know how I'm about three. Aaron Burr is the reason that bridge was built, was put in the name because of what he did to, hey, come on, I had all this in my mind.
Hamilton.
What he did to him, they went, man, oh my gosh. That's why I messed up.
So Burr shot Hamilton and caused the bridge to be named after Francis Scott Key?
No, Burr tried to go to the Texas Territory and start, do what you're talking about doing. Exactly what you're talking about doing. He wanted to do that, and he had politicians, he had army leaders, he had everybody behind it. And he had 40,000 acres going to give it to him by the Spanish crown. And there was U.S. farmers involved. They called them planters back then. And he was also, Aaron Burr was the third attorney general, and he was the third vice president, because three matter. And guess what? Elizabeth Willing, she lived on 3rd Street. All this crap matters. And what's going on in the Horn of Africa? They killed three people. They killed three data cable lines. I'm going to start throwing these numbers out there, because this is how you predict what's going to happen.
Let me ask you a question, Randall. Randall, I have a quick question on the data cable lines, because it's flowing. If we've got all these wonderful satellites, what are all these data cable lines doing all underneath the oceans?
Yeah, you know why? Because that's where the real stuff's at. That's where the real ocean is where your boy is living that ain't dead, the one that didn't kill himself. He's under. They all under. That's where they live at. And a lot of
Epstein and them. They're under the ocean.
Yeah, yeah.